This message is given in the name of Jesus, our crucified and risen Lord and Savior. Amen. The title of my Good Friday sermon was Facing Death. Not only did we learn that we must all face death one day, sooner or later, one way or another, we also learned why we must face death. Even more, we learned that God's Son willingly faced death for us, and that's why we now have hope in the face of death. Today's Easter sermon is titled Facing the Future. My friends, the resurrection of Jesus gives us hope for the future, and we need that, don't we, especially in a world where there doesn't seem to be much hope for the future. In fact, when we remember that we all must face death one day, there doesn't seem to be much hope for the future at all. But the resurrection of Jesus, I assure you, gives us certain hope for the future. But we only have hope for the future if we trust in Him. Otherwise, there is no hope for the future whatsoever. In fact, before we can face the future with a clear understanding of why we need Jesus, we first must face the past and the present. During our Good Friday sermon, we faced our past. We learned how we were created originally to live forever. That's right. Genesis teaches us that God created this world with the intention that we humans would live for all eternity and never die. We would live forever, basking in His love, learning from His Word. But Scripture teaches how we lost that awesome gift of God. The first humans, Adam and his wife Eve, they chose to reject God. Why? So they could be their own gods and decide for themselves what is good and what is evil. Sound familiar? It should. Scripture teaches we are the descendants of Adam and Eve, and that means we have inherited their sinful nature. That's why we also rebel against God from the moment of our conception. That's why we sin against God's loving plan for our lives by trying to be our own gods and deciding for ourselves what is good and what is evil. Think about it. Whenever we sin, whether it's a sinful thought that we allow to lurk in our minds, whether it's a sinful word that we allow to come from our mouths, whether it's a sinful deed, something evil we've done or something good we've left undone, whatever our sin may be, what we're actually saying to God is this: God, I know that you say this is wrong, but I know better. I'm going to do it my way. Every time we sin in thought, word, or deed, we thereby show that we are no better than Adam. This is our past. And you know what? Our past affects our present. Many people look at the world today and some of them say, you know, if God did create the world, why did He make a world like this with suffering and pain and death? Well, you know God's answer. God's answer is, I didn't make a world like this. You made the world this way by your rebellion against me. I'm just allowing you to suffer the consequences of your sinful actions in the present so that you will realize that you have no hope for the future unless you come back to me. I have good news for you, my friends. God has dealt with your past. God is with you in the present, and He gives you certain hope for the future. God's Son came into this world to undo the curse of Adam's past, as well as the curse perpetuated in the present by our sin. Scripture teaches that Jesus was born to save His people from their sins, not just their past sins, but also their present and future sins. Jesus did this by taking your sins and mine, the sins of all people descended from Adam, He took those sins to the cross, and there he willingly suffered the judgment and damnation that should have been ours. In fact, once we understand that, we begin to realize how much God truly loves us. Think of it. Even though we deserve nothing but His holy wrath for our many sins against Him, God was willing to damn His own Son so that we might be forgiven and live forever in His love as He intended in the beginning. My friends, this good news gives us great comfort as we're haunted by the sins of our past and as we struggle with the sins in our present, and also as we face the fact that we will also be guilty of sin in the future. In fact, when we consider our past sins and our present sins and the future sins that we're inevitably going to commit, when we think of all these sins, we wonder how God could possibly love us. But remember this. When Jesus was suffering and dying on the cross for you, He already knew about every sin of thought, word, and deed that you'd ever commit. Jesus knew about the sins you haven't even done yet. But He died for you anyway. That's how much He loves you. And you know what that means? The only people whose future destiny is hell are those who live and die clinging to their sins and rejecting Jesus. But God has another plan. God wants to give us a blessed future. Of course, the devil tempts us to reject God's future and to choose our own future, which is a future being our own gods and doing as we please. If we believe the devil's lie and go to our grave believing the devil's lie, then we will get what we want. An eternal future separated from God's love. But it doesn't have to be that way. That's why God is reaching out to you right now in the present, because He wants you to be able to face the future with certain hope of living forever in His love. So as you hear God's word in the present, He's calling to you to confess your sins and to trust in His Son who died in your place of damnation and also conquered death for you so that you might face death in the certain hope of the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. Isn't that awesome news? You can come to Jesus with all your sins. Your sins of past, your sins in the present, your sins of the future. And you can know that He forgives you, and He will never leave you or forsake you. In fact, remember what Jesus Himself said? I will be with you always, to the very end of the age. Let's talk about the first part of that statement, I will be with you always. First, Jesus has been with you in the past. He was with you from the very moment of your conception. He was with you when He adopted you as His own in the waters of holy baptism. And Jesus wants you to remember your baptism every day in the present so that you can remember who you are and whose you are. That's right, Jesus wants you to live a new life in the present. Remember our second reading from Peter, 2 Peter? He said, because of your future hope, how should you live now? Holy and godly lives. Because of the forgiveness Jesus gives us, He wants us to daily say no to sin and yes to God's loving plan for our lives. Not only will this be a blessing for us, but it will be a blessing for others and the rest of the world as we strive to live according to the loving plan God has for us. Another way Jesus is with you in the present is whenever you read His Word, whenever you hear His Word preached to you, whatever form His Word comes to you, Jesus is using that Word to speak to you. That's why it's so important for us to attend services every week and to read the Bible every day. Because through His Word, Jesus speaks to you and daily calls you to repentance, daily comforts you with His promises, and daily teaches you how you get to live as His dearly loved child. Finally, Jesus is also present with you in another very special way. We get to receive this miracle today. One other way Jesus is with us always is when we come to the Lord's Supper and hear Him say to us, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Take, drink. This is my blood shed for you." So my friends, Jesus really is with us always, just as He promised. But remember the second half of His statement? "I will be with you always until the very end of the age." That's right. This present age, this fallen world, will end one day. One day Jesus will return in power and glory, and every person will see Him. Sadly, those who lived and died rejecting Jesus, they will get what they want on the final day, an eternity separated from God's love. But praise the Lord, those who live and die trusting in Jesus will also get what they want on the final day, eternal life with God in the new creation He will give us. Now that blessed day is still in the future, but it is a certain future for those who trust in Jesus. The same Jesus who has rescued us from our past, the same Jesus who is with us in the present, He has given us a certain eternal future made possible by His death and resurrection for us. Someone once said, "We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future." God wants your future to be with Him, and that means trusting Him in the present. My friends, celebrate today. Celebrate the fact that God has rescued you from your past. He is truly with you in the present in all the ways I have talked about. And you can face the future with certain hope in Jesus. No matter what you endure in this life, you have a certain hope in Jesus, a certain future in Jesus that will never be taken away. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.